Pandemonium reigns.
Hello, family and friends. Welcome back. Pandemonium reigns. Trying to think of a word that rhymes. Can't think of anything. I'm Dan. He's Mike. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. This is 2024 Oregon Duck football first year in the Big Ten. Dan Lanning.
Pandemonium.
My gosh, what I would have given to have played for a guy like Dan Lanning.
Is that the truth, dude? Talk about up-and-coming star. Up-and-coming star. Just my goodness.
So here's a scenario. You're a Tennessee fan. Let's say you don't have Josh, or we're in a coaching search. You can have anybody but Kirby. Who do you want?
Anybody but Kirby. It's Dan Lanning, dude.
It's Dan Lanning.
I mean, he's had explosive offenses, and he's a defensive guru. So, I mean, he's the type of guy. You know how they – all right, here, quick joke, sort of. You know when Texas A&M hired Jimbo, they gave him a blank national championship trophy with the year blanked out, like fill in the blank?
Yeah.
They could do that. Oregon could do that.
It's coming. It's got to be coming.
It's coming, dude. I mean, for one, they've been pushing for about 15 years. They really emerged in 2009, 2010, that area, played for a couple natties, made a couple 14 playoff pushes. Dude, they are a 12-team playoff fixture. This is an 11-team playoff. And there are several schools, a small handful of schools, Georgia, you know, Ohio State or the Big Ten winner, the previous Big Ten winner, now that Oregon's part of it, they're going to factor. It's not a 12-team playoff. It's 11 and shrink down because they're in it.
Yeah, dude. Yes. I mean, I'm just off the cuff here. Don't be surprised if they win this conference. Don't be surprised.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
Don't be surprised if they're in the Natty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do not be surprised. This team is loaded. Lanning has recruited exceptionally well. He has shown that he's committed to this program. He is working in the portal. He's doing all the things that you want. And I mean, everyone at this point has heard his pregame speech before Colorado, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who doesn't want to play for a guy like that? This schedule sets up so well for them.
So well.
Gosh, the placement of that second bye week, my goodness. Holy wow. Vegas has got them at 10.5. Vegas has got them at 10.5. I'm going to tell you this before we get into this. They got a really high floor. They got
Dang straight.
So a couple things before we get into the schedule. Arguably one of the best quarterback rooms in the country.
Yep.
Dylan Gabriel is probably going to be your starter. We've seen what he can do. Okay. Let's say he gets hurt. No big deal. Not a huge deal. Everything's fine because you've got Dante Moore, big body guy, second year in college football, first year with Oregon, obviously, was originally an Oregon commit until he found out he wasn't going to be playing because Bo Nix was making his return. He's like, that's fine. I'll go play at UCLA.
Yep.
Gone is Kelly. Back is Dante Moore and Eugene. No big deal. What other work did they do in the portal? I am so glad you asked. Guys like safety, Peyton Ward from Bama. Guys like star-studded defensive lineman Derek Harmon from Michigan State, who almost everybody wanted. Jabbar Muhammad, receiver from Washington. Evan Stewart, Texas A&M. Oh, might by the season's end, might be the best receiver in the country statistically.
Yeah. Loaded quarterback room, loaded wide receiver room. Pretty sure we've established loaded running back room. Loaded, I'm going to say, gosh, dude, it's Lanning. Loaded defense. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they should dominate the statistical categories of the Big Ten.
Yes. Yes. Your hardest games. Just throwing this out there real quick. You could make an argument for UCLA. If you want to, Kelly's gone. Whole different team. Ohio State, duh, face value.
Hosting.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying like the games though.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
They are hosting. Purdue, I mean, maybe. It's a Friday night in Cornfield, Indiana, maybe. At Michigan, Sherrone Moore is under a whole different light because of all this other stuff going on at Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin good enough to keep up? And then you end by hosting Washington, and gone is Kalen DeBoer, Michael Penix. Dude, give me this schedule. Holy smokes.
Yeah, dude. I would play this schedule in a heartbeat.
All right, so let's get into it. They're going to start off. I've got them starting off. Let's just, for the sake of this, doing it in sections. Idaho's a win. Boise's a win. At Oregon State, which I'm glad this game is still being played, that is a win.
Yes, it is, dude. Too many losses at Oregon State. Just across the board, although they were a real surprise team over the last couple of years. 3-0 out of the gate. Breaking a sweat, maybe. I mean, it's going to be nice and, you know, breezy over in the Pacific Northwest, dude. It's not even going to be that hot. This is a 3-0 start. Yes. Halfway to bowl eligibility.
Yes, yes, yes. Then you get a bye week. And then you travel to Los Angeles to play the Bruins. To play the Bruins. USC is not on your schedule. Matter of fact, you traded USC for Illinois and Maryland. So you're going to play at UCLA. Gons Kelly. Dante Moore is in your quarterback room now. Oregon.
Foster doesn't even know what conference, dude, he's in. I mean, Big Ten Media Day.
Dude, that's one of... Dude, that is worthy of, like, Jameis Winston, Xavier Leggett type stuff, man.
Like, that's the new I'm a man, I'm 40. We've got too many cats. We need some dogs. You know what I mean? Like, he's
– Yes.
That's the air that Deshaun Foster's in, yes, now. It's a dub. It's in Los Angeles. It's good recruiting material that they – if they needed it, they don't. Dub.
I do like Foster. I like him a lot.
I want him to do well. Same. Especially so we can come back and laugh at this for just – decades to come.
But it's not going to be close.
No, it ain't close right now.
All right, so you get that as a win. Mm-hmm. They're going to host Michigan State on a Friday night. So what's new about Michigan State is a lot. Yeah. What's new about Oregon is not a lot. Michigan State is just nowhere close to what Oregon is. His name is escaping me. He's the old Oregon State head coach. He's now at Michigan State. What's his name?
Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan Smith. Yes, I like him. I think he's a winner. I think he needs time. Yeah. And you're playing this in Eugene, Oregon? That's a win for Oregon.
Yeah, he needs time. He needs to bring in some Kenneths and some dudes out of the portal. He needs time. And, yeah, he knows a little bit about Oregon from being over there. There were some indications that he might have taken that job, wishing he had waited for some other jobs. Look, man, it's a dub.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here we go. Now we've got a game on our hands.
Finally. Yes, we do.
Hosting Ohio State. Will Howard, Quinshon Judkins, new backfield for the Buckeyes. Oh, but you still have Trevion Henderson. You got this new guy, Carnell Tate. No. What's his name? Jeremiah Smith, who is... Listen, we are miles away from Columbus, Ohio, and all that is in my feed on the regular is this Smith kid.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Ohio State to go into Eugene and get this.
Okay.
I like it. Let me tell you what I'll come back to this. I like Ohio State to go into Eugene and get this win. I like Dan Lanning a lot. But these close games, these battles, he's coming on the losing side. Consider losing to Washington twice last year. This is the way that I see it back and forth, man, back and forth. Oregon is trading punches. Ohio State's just, you know, one more punch. Maybe it could be one of those who has it last situations.
Very well could be.
I think Will Howard doesn't get talked about enough. I think he's a New York guy in my mind by season's end. I think he's that probably. Good. I think he's that good. They're just loaded. So is Oregon, but I got to make a pick, Ohio State.
All right. We're continuing our trajectory in this, these projections of splitting. I'm going Oregon because of the home field.
Okay.
And because, like you mentioned with Dan Lanning, close games, it's trending in Ryan Day in big games. And they've won so many of them except for the Michigan game. I get that. The home field, the nature of Altman Stadium, if I win the lottery between now and then, there will be signs, such as I'll be in Eugene, Oregon on October 12th, taking that environment in. I got to get there one day anyway, period, flat out. It's got to happen. It's going to be bonkers. It's the welcome to the league game for them. We talked about it in previous episodes. Speaking of Texas, speaking of Oklahoma, welcome to the league. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Welcome to the Big Ten.
Okay.
Neither team is very tested before then. In fact, they play some similar opponents, Michigan State being one of them. Man, it's just home field. It's Ryan Day in big games. And I think it's this offense. It's perhaps just being too much for Ohio State, even though they've got plenty of weapons defensively. They've got to prove this one to me.
You know, I don't hate that at all. I'm not surprised if it goes the opposite way. I'm going to come back to this Ohio State when we're through all 12 games, because that's the biggest of the toss-ups, right? If you can show me another toss-up, which you can make an argument for Michigan, which we're going to get there. But I want to come back to this. All right, so I got them losing to Ohio State. You got them beating Ohio State. They're going to turn around and travel to Purdue. Play their second game on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Can Purdue pull that magic? You know it's going to be a night game because it's Friday. Okay, mm-hmm. Can they pull that magic that they did a couple of years ago when they had Rondell Moore and they could do no wrong against Ohio State? I don't think they can. Oregon.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Just so you know, Purdue got hit hard in the portal. They are one of those teams that they're an every 4 or 5 year team as it is. And it's not quite been that long, I don't believe. There's a lot to like about some of the things that they've done over the past few years, especially games like that one you mentioned against Ohio State. But they just don't have the horses. Being at home, played on Mars, played in zero gravity, doesn't matter, dude. It's Oregon.
I'm with you. They're going to host Illinois next. Brett Bielema, I like where he's got Illinois headed. It's not there, though.
It's not.
Oregon, dub.
Yeah, this is one of those – I didn't speak to it a minute ago. I'm going to speak to it now. Michigan State and Illinois are like your trappier games on this schedule. It's such a favorable schedule that there's just not much in the way of that. But it is interesting that, you know, basically what I see is your top three teams in your conference are playing each other on this schedule, Oregon, yeah, Ohio State, Michigan. And this one being at Michigan.
On all three of the schedules, because Ohio State and Michigan play one another.
Yes, they do.
They're going to beat up one another.
Yeah, That's interesting. But, you know, Illinois, they don't have the horses either to go to Eugene, unlike Purdue getting them at home and win this game. They don't have it either yet.
I'm with you, man. Traveling to Ann Arbor. I would have thought differently about this game if it wasn't for the recent sanctions. I'm not saying I had a different prediction, but you take that out of the conversation and you still got so much change. Say what you want
to. You got deleted text messages.
Yeah. Say what you want to about McCarthy, but he at least came with, you know, a lot of experience. And and say he lost the national championship. I mean, two times in the playoff. Say what you want to. Blake Corum, gone. Jim Harbaugh, gone. What can Moore do it? Can he be? I mean, how many times have we seen coordinators go from head coach and fall because they can't CEO?
Yep.
I'm not saying that's the case for him. I'm just saying we don't know. We don't know. But now he's got to manage. He's really got to be a CEO and manage all this sanction stuff. What's going to come of this? If they get a hammer, or if they get anything more than a slap on a wrist, if Michigan wins this game, it's because Donovan Edwards put them on his back, and he's capable of doing that. But there's just too much that I like about Oregon. And if I'm Oregon, I'm going to say Edwards is not beating us. We're going to make Alex Orji beat us through the air. We're going to make him throw the ball. And if he does it, so be it.
We went with our
best
shot.
It's not going to be because of proven Donovan Edwards. It's not going to happen.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a few commodities that we know about Michigan. They're going to ride a running back when they need to, when they want to, such as they did with Blake Corum. Yeah. They're going to have a dominant offensive line. I don't expect that to change. You promoted your offensive line coach to head coach. You know, that's what you did. And he's had that thing rolling. There's proven commodities such as the Big House and how nasty it's going to be. You know, Michigan, they're both going to be fairly tested. With Michigan, it's going to be Texas for them at home. It's going to be Ohio State for Oregon, having played them already. I'm kind of going against the grain for myself, just internally. I'm fighting against saying Michigan win, but I just don't think the firepower is going to be there. If Lanning figures out how to nullify that offensive line and the ground game that they've had, and look, if Alex Orgie explodes as a proficient passer, a game manager, he's lacing it through, you know, top windows and double covered guys to complete the ball down the field, more power to Michigan. I'll be a fan of that if that's the case. But this one's Oregon, man.
Oh yeah, it's Oregon. I think Ann Arbor is going to be on fire.
Yes, it will.
Assuming that Michigan's won a lot of games up to this point, but we'll see. All right, they're going to turn around and host Maryland. I got this as a win. Don't want to spend a lot of time here.
Same. Dub.
Traveling to Wisconsin, Luke Fickell. Listen, I don't think he's got the roster where he wants it. It's year two in a new scheme, which you're gonna see Wisconsin play a lot faster. Just anytime you change schemes, it's always a year two jump. I don't care who it is. It could be Eastridge High School. It's a year two. It is a year two jump. If Wisconsin can get this to the third quarter, if they could just be within a possession and that jump around hits, dude, it's going to be one of those, yo, Mike, with the eyes, Wisconsin, you know, the eyes emoji.
Yep, binoculars out.
Flipping it there.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. I don't think it's going to happen, Oregon.
I'm with you, man. It's like Michigan. This is like the Michigan game because good environment, really, really way above average environment, really good environment. Ground game has been proficient for my lifetime and then some. Since the dawn of man, Wisconsin's had a nasty ground game and offensive line. Quarterback is not there. Receivers are not even in the place that Michigan's going to be at with receivers. So you're just begging for Oregon, to shoot themselves in the foot, for Dillon Gabriel to not acclimate well to this conference. You name it, you're begging in this game. And I just don't like that recipe. Oregon is probably clinched the playoff by this point, and they're not looking to slow down at this rate, and they win this game at Camp Randall.
One thing that you could possibly say in Wisconsin's favor, it's going to be really cold by this point, but let's not pretend that it doesn't get cold in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen those studs, those speedsters, and, you know, face covers, face masks, all the way over the head tops for years before, you know, they had reason to wear them and all those things. I mean, it's going to be cold, but it ain't going to matter.
And they're sponsored by Nike. They'll have, like you're pointing out, they're going to have all the equipment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to matter. Oregon say, I think this is going to speak to this well. Oregon can look at this game and say, Wisconsin, how do you want to play this? You want to play it on the ground? Cool. You want to play through the air? Oh, you want to play a shootout? Okay, cool. You want a defensive game? Cool, whatever. We'll do whatever you want to do.
Yep. Fickell and Lanning could have that very conversation pregame. It's 50-yard line. It don't matter. Right now, it don't matter.
Agreed. Bye week. Bye week, and then you host Washington. Gone's Kalen DeBoer. Gone's Penix. A lot of those dudes transferred out that carried them to that title game. I can't think of the new guy's name. Can't think of it. I like Washington. I think they're gonna do well.
Yeah,
not well enough. Oregon.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like I can't even point to the like home field or really more than what they lost. It's so hard to look past what Washington lost. I know that this is a good series, and they've had tremendous games just in the last few years, just since DeBoer and Lanning. They've had tremendous games that have been great.
Yes.
I don't have any reasons. I mean, I've said this all throughout the schedule, I feel like. I don't have any reasons to pick against them here. It's at home. You know, you've got the roster advantage and then some. You've got continuity. They don't. I mean, you're looking at, like, playing for the one seed. Like, you got every reason to win this game, and you're going to do it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So you got them 12-0.
I do, yeah. 12-0? I mean, you're out there at it, yeah.
I'm at 11-1. So let's come back to Ohio State for a second. That's why I'm taking Ohio State. I just can't convince myself to see Oregon go 12-0.
Okay.
Maybe it's denial. I don't know. I won't be surprised. If Oregon beats Ohio State by 100. I mean, of course, we'll be talking about that. I guess I won't be surprised. I'll be surprised. But I won't be surprised if Oregon wins this game. 12-0, it's just hard to, you know, I guess wrap my head around and solidify that. So I gave them a loss in Ohio State. It came down to the Ohio State-Michigan game. Too much surrounding Michigan. Gave Ohio State that one. Let's talk about their floor for a second. Obviously, your prediction is the ceiling. Like, you can't, there's nothing more than you can do. Talk about their floor for a second. What do you got there?
Yeah, their floor looks like a lot of things going wrong, and that's not a recipe for something to be realized, if that's what we're talking about. But their floor has got to be like the trenches don't translate from the Pac-12, which has, you know, been slept on, really. I mean, it's not the best conference in the world, but it's been slept on to an extent. The trenches weren't ready to make the trip, the cold weather trips, the big game environment trips like Michigan, like Wisconsin. Gabriel himself, you know, UCF to Oklahoma to Oregon, it doesn't translate there. Again, it's like the same thing as I'm saying for the offensive line, really more so than the defensive line, especially with Lanning being a D guy. I think that's what it looks like. And it looks like you overlook someone going into the big games of Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, we talked about it. Michigan State and Illinois, those are not the teams. So really it comes down to you just don't have – that top-end talent that maybe Ohio State's got a little bit more of. I mean, Ryan Day has been there longer. He's recruited exceptionally. They have every chip in the state of Ohio and the surrounding area is in the middle of the table. We're all in on this year. Quinshon Judkins, Buckeye. You know, that's what they've done in the portal. Will Howard, Buckeye. They did it in the secondary. They took the one that broke Alabama's heart in shambles. You know, I mean, they're all in. So it would be Ohio State beating them at home, which is a huge ask. It would be you fall short at the big house. I don't see them losing two games, man. So, I mean, for the sake of sanity, I'll say it's 10-2, but I really think it's 11-1. And I think your ceiling is actually national champion. You know, 12-0, yeah, but I think your ceiling is national freaking champion. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel is that good, but this
he doesn't team need is to be
fantastic.
He doesn't
exactly.
Need to be.
He doesn't need to be. He doesn't have to be. I mean, look at J.J. McCarthy and some – I mean, just look at what J.J. McCarthy's doing in, like, preseason camp in Minnesota. It's not going well. So
yeah, Harbaugh put out a new blueprint on how to win titles.
He sure did. He brought it
aside
back.
Aside from Connor Stallions.
Aside from that, he brought it back about 10, 12 years before Lane and Sark took Alabama and their offense to the moon is what he did, you know. And it's not like Georgia hasn't been fighting that trend anyway, but – I mean, he took it back is what Harbaugh did. He took it way back. You don't need him to be a first-round pick as a quarterback. You need him to play solid football, hit his open weapons because they have such great scheme. They're going to get Evan Stewart open. They're going to get all those guys open. That's what they do. They're going to run the ball well. Let's not ignore that.
Right.
They're a really solid team. Their floor is, again, I think it's 11-1, but the ceiling is just in the outer space somewhere.
I'm with you. You know, I started to write down 9-3 for the floor, which that means you have to go Ohio State, Michigan, and then you go, all right, who's the third loss?
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Washington, maybe?
I just can't. I mean, if you go 9-3, what a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it. I mean, again, even if you have a major quarterback injury, okay.
You're ready. Yeah, you're ready.
I mean, Dante Moore? Darn. Okay. So,
yeah.
For that reason, I love what you said about their ceiling being the national champion and national championship game. So it's almost like Natty or bust feels like. Again, I have no problem with 12-0. Just having a hard time wrapping my head around that. I'm gonna say this, and we're gonna land this thing. I got them losing to Ohio State in the regular season, but turning around and beating them in the Big Ten Conference Championship game.
Yeah.
So that's gonna put them at a first round bye in the playoffs. A lot for them to make it to the title at that point, probably facing Georgia, but this is an Oregon episode, so we won't go that, nor will we give dog fans that gratification.
Bingo.
Bingo. Hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Talking Oregon Duck 2024, Dan Lanning, Dylan Gabriel, Evan Stewart. Cannot wait to see how they utilize an Evan Stewart. How they put up points, how they continue to produce in a post-Bo Nix era. But nonetheless, we love you guys. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Make sure you hit like and subscribe, especially on this video. It helps us out so, so, so much. With that said, that's all we got. We love you guys. I'm Dan. He's Mike. God bless. Go Vols.
Yeah. talk to you.
Pandemonium reigns.